Good morning and welcome to a special edition of the Flying Falcon Show. I'm your host, Lucas Hill, and I'm joined by fellow students Matthew White and Presley Carver. February is National Magnet School Month, and as you may or may not know, the School of Communications here at Fulton High School is one of the many magnet school options for students in Knox County. We are joined today by a special guest who is here to talk with us about what makes a magnet school program so special, and how students in Knox County specifically can benefit from having these options. Let me introduce the superintendent of Knox County Schools, Buzz Thomas. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Lucas.
Mr. Thomas, my first question is for you. February is Magnet Schools Month. Why is it important to promote our magnet schools?
Well, Lucas, I think there are a lot of reasons to promote magnet schools. One is, and perhaps the most important, is that it gives students a lot of different options. School ought to be challenging, but it also ought to be something that you're interested in, that you're jazzed about, that's fun. You know, there's a lot about school that isn't all that much fun. You know, I didn't have a lot of fun learning my multiplication tables, but I had to learn them. So there ought to be some ways to make learning both relevant and fun. And I think magnet schools give us a way to emphasize certain things that appeal to students, like communications here at Fulton High School.
As the Knox County Superintendent, what do you think makes the magnet program so special?
Well, what makes any program special is the people in it, Matthew. So you've got a lot of terrific teachers and a great principal here at Fulton. And as long as you have those folks, you're going to have a great program. And you got a lot of great students. I've already met a bunch of those folks today who, by the way, say the thing they like most about Fulton High School is its magnet. So you got a good team, you got the right people here, and you got a good idea.
What's the biggest challenge for you in serving as the superintendent?
I would say the biggest challenge that a superintendent faces today is unifying the community and the board behind the work, and also making sure that you have the resources necessary to have a great school. Southern states did not put a lot of money in public education. We were agrarian states where people mostly farmed. And so you didn't have to have great schools to be successful in the South. That world's changed. That world's gone. And so the only way we can be competitive now is to have great schools. So getting the community educated about that so they're willing to invest the kind of money so you can have the kind of programs you have here at Fulton High School, that's a big, big deal for a superintendent.
What is a typical day like for you?
Well, it's long. You start early and you work late. Most nights you have events. So this week I've got events Monday night and Wednesday night. Some weeks you have events three or four nights. So I started this morning about 7 o'clock, and most days you end about 7 o'clock. What you hope you get to do in a day is focus on teaching and learning, because we're a teaching and learning organization. But the challenge that you face, Matthew, is that bad things happen during the course of a day. So a bus maybe has an accident, or one of your employees acts up, gets in trouble. You got 8,000 employees in the Knox County Schools. Just stop and think about that. We're the biggest employer in the region. And when you've got 8,000 employees, people do foolish things sometimes. And so you have to deal with that in the middle of your day. So I love the days where I get to focus on teaching and learning like we're doing right now. But a hard day is when something bad happens, like somebody wrecks a bus or an employee does something they shouldn't do.
So besides all the hoopla and the big challenges, what's the most interesting part of your job?
The most interesting part of my job is the students. So getting to come out here and hang out with y'all at Fulton. I started my day off yesterday at a pre-K out in East Knoxville reading a book about a llama to about 60 pre-K kids and talking to them about hiking in the Andes, where I actually bumped into llamas. And, of course, most of those kids had never seen a llama, so we had a lot of fun talking about that. So learning is really magical. I mean, when you can turn a person on, really get their brain turned on to learning, it's pretty exciting stuff. So that's what I love about the work. It's getting to hang out with students and great teachers and open our minds and learn something new.
What are your goals for the school system in the upcoming months?
Well, you know, a lot of interim superintendents just sort of circle the airport for a year, but we haven't been doing that. We've got some big goals this year. One is we're doing rezoning or redistricting, and you've been reading about that in the newspaper this week. So we have two new middle schools, and it means we've got to redraw the lines on where kids go to school. And we've had a lot of community meetings about that, and I want to make sure we've done it right, and I feel like we're off to a great start on that. The budget, it's a huge budget. It's about $500 million, and my goal this year is to give teachers a significant pay raise and to pay your teacher assistants. You've got a lot of TAs working in your schools that only make about $10 an hour, and that's one of the most important jobs in town, and they ought to be making a lot more. Disparities. We have disparities in our school district based on race and income and disability, and we're wanting to close those achievement gaps and erase those disparities. And we've made good progress. We've had a third fewer arrests of students this year than we had last year. We've had 500 less kids suspended from school. So these are kids that are in school instead of out somewhere else on the street or at home. So we do have some big goals, but I think we're on our way to achieving them.
This is my last question. I'm going to pass it on back to Lucas. What advice would you leave for the next superintendent?
Well, the first thing I would advise my successor would be to park your ego. Being a superintendent should be, in some ways, a humbling job. You know, it's bigger than any one person, and you can't get your ego involved to where you get defensive about what you're doing or you get offended easily, because there are going to be a lot of people criticize you and take pot shots at you and say bad things about you in the newspaper or whatever. So you need to get your ego out of the way if you can possibly do that. The second thing I would say to this person is you need to be a good listener. And then the third thing I would say is don't be afraid to lead. We're not going to build the best school system in the South, which is what our goal is here in Knoxville. Not just to be a good school system, but we approach life the way your football team approaches a season. The Fulton High School football team is not happy unless they win a state championship. Well, we're not happy unless we have the best school system in the South, and that's our big goal, and we're going to reach that goal. But you can't reach that goal being timid and just doing what you need to do to get by. So whoever the my successor is needs to be a strong, courageous leader who will continue to move us up the mountain.
Last question of the show. What are your plans for after your time as Knox County Superintendent? Will you still be involved with the school system?
Yeah, you bet I will. So first of all, let me say I'm sorry that's my last question, because I like hanging out and talking to you all about teaching and learning. Because
I appreciate you.
I can look at you and see how bright and engaged you are, and I can learn something from you. But when I leave this job, which could be in just a couple of months, you know, my contract runs out in June unless the school board gets stuck in their selection process and that goes on longer. So, yes, I will continue to be involved in schools. Let me give you a couple examples. As the director of the Great Schools Partnership, I raise all the money for Project Grad, all the private sector money. And, of course, this is a Project Grad school. Project Grad has a great history here. You got a great staff here. And so I'll continue to be raising money for Project Grad and working with Project Grad. I'll go back to being the chairman of their board. We'll also be doing the research and development for Knox County Schools. We try to look around the world and see who's doing school better than we are and then copy what they're shamelessly steal their ideas and try them out here in Knoxville. So there will be a lot of things related to our school system that I'll be doing when I step aside from my job.
Thank you so much for joining us today and helping spread the word about Knox County Magnet School Program. For listeners out there who may want more information about what options exist for current or future Knox County students, visit the Knox County website at www.knoxschools.org and click on the Departments tab, where you will find a link to Magnet Programs page. This has been a special edition of the Flying Falcon Show on 91.1 FM WKCS. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
Go Falcons.